In the year ending March 2017, cases of prisoner self-harm in English and Welsh prisons reached a new record. So too did the number of prisoner assaults on prison staff and serious assaults amongst prisoners themselves. In the 12 months ending in June 2017, there were 316 deaths, 97 of them suicides, in English and Welsh prisons. Compared to 322 the year before, it's the first decrease in the number of prisoner deaths in 4 years. The violence isn't only in men's prisons. Female prisoners in England and Wales have a much higher rate of self-harm than do men, and assaults in female prisons also have steadily risen since 2013. There are more than 250 assaults per 1,000 female prisoners in England and Wales, compared to more than 300 in men's prisons. Published at the end of July by the UK's Ministry of Justice, these numbers add to a damning assessment by Peter Clark, England and Wales's independent prisons inspector, who found prisoners, most of them males, living in cramped cells with dilapidated showers and lavatories, often with no purposeful activities throughout the day, in jails with not enough staff to properly keep order.
We're talking about a system that's on its knees, with people dying, which is understaffed and awash with drugs. Yet that frustration that has for years poured out of Nick Hardwick and is now coming out of Peter Clark has effectively been ignored or brushed under the carpet by the administration because politicians in this country are scared of grabbing the nettle and addressing the problem.
That was Jonathan Robinson. In 2011, he was imprisoned for stealing money from his former employer. He served 17 weeks of a 15-month prison sentence behind bars. What he experienced at Bedford Prison, he said, was life-changing.
When I was in Bedford, it had the highest suicide rate of any prison in England and Wales. And I found one prison officer asleep on duty twice.
Robinson is now an advocate for prison reform. He's written two books on his experience and decries what he sees as the penal system's apathy towards its prisoners.
You'd be surprised by the amount of prisoners who would really love to crack on with education and purposeful activity, doing something positive with their time. But the system is just asleep at the wheel. I, for the life of me, cannot understand why prison time is not being used as purposeful time.
In a statement, the Ministry of Justice, the MOJ, acknowledged that annual increases in prison violence, suicide, and drug use have long challenged the UK government. The MOJ says it's committed to fighting the problem and vows to recruit more than 2,500 extra prison officers to curb their upward trend. But Steve Gillen, the General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association, says officers have been hampered by austerity measures which have cut 30% of prison staff since 2010. He says there are 20,000 prison staff looking after more than four times the number of inmates, and that has meant prison officers are overwhelmed as the prison drug trade and ensuing violence is left largely unchecked, causing delays to rehabilitation programs as officers prioritize security.
You've got to look at it and say, how much further can we slump in this country on how, one, we're treating prisoners, but also treating staff as well who are looking after them. There's not a day goes by where my members aren't being assaulted. 18 assaults every day on prison staff.
At nearly 86,200 prisoners, England and Wales have Western Europe's largest prison population, according to the Council of Europe. And London has so far failed to bring that number down, says Robert Preece of the Howard League for Penal Reform.
That has exacerbated a chronic overcrowding problem. So 3 in 4 men's prisons in England and Wales are holding more people than they're designed to hold. This is an intolerable situation. We've seen successive Secretaries of State for Justice saying they're going to do something about prisons, and the situation has not changed.
Compounding the problem, Preece said, is that not only is the country's penal system stretched thin, it's also struggling to retain new prison officers.
Who wants to work in an environment where it's statistically quite likely after a while that you will come under attack? And what we're seeing time and again are people signing up saying they want to be prison officers, and then when confronted with the reality after 3, 4, 5 months deciding they want to do other things with their lives, and who can blame them?
Robinson says he suspects it may take a century before the English and Welsh penal system sees any long-lasting reform. And in the meantime, he says, prisoners will remain cast aside. Pierre Bertrand, Radio France International, London.